In complete volume of the high-tech space community with three basic demands, which are reducing carbon emissions by 1.5%, a strong commitment of the Kyoto Protocol, and demands for adaptation in African countries. Archbishop Tutu said God created man in a garden, but man's activity has not been able to preserve the earth. He called on world leaders to sign the agreement that would help in reducing emissions because the effects of climate change affect both the rich and the poor.
We are getting ready for the battle to fight against global warming, climate change. We have only one hope. And whether you are rich or poor, this is the only hope.
Archbishop Tutu said the challenge of climate change cannot be combated by one country, but a coordinated effort by all. The international president of the Friends of the Earth, Reverend Nimo Basi, said the space community would ensure this year's international climate change conference results in a legal binding agreement.
I will support the Occupy movement. We will occupy in God. And we shall not be what we have in that division.
The conference had participants from different indigenous parties from South Africa, like Ivan Shaka Shaka, and Kenya's climate change ambassador, Juliani Owino. I am Tina Armstrong, reporting from Durban, South Africa.